It is Sunday, November 17th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Have you noticed he keeps showing up on Sunday? What's up with that?
He does.
And we were going to talk about girly stuff.
We were. Well, Kyle. Okay.
We'll talk about girly stuff anyway. Right. He'll just have to hang with it.
Go back to bed.
It's that time of year.
Well, my birthday's coming up.
Well, I know exactly where to get your gift.
Okay.
It is time for the Block Street Art Sale.
Okay.
And the Little Craft Show and the Community Creative Center Holiday Bazaar.
Right.
And I'm very happy.
And these remind me of my birthday because usually the weekend before my birthday, my mom and I go around to all of these local craft shows.
Very convenient.
And mom buys presents.
Yep.
Well, they are December 7th this year. When's your birthday?
December 3rd.
Oh.
So it's after my birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all on the 7th?
They're all on December 7th.
Okay.
So not one-stop shopping, but one day shopping.
Exactly. Well, the Block Street Art Sale, which is now the Holiday Art Sale, because it left Block Avenue and went to Mount Sequoia.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's leaving Mount Sequoia and going to the Lifestyles Blair Center.
Okay.
But they're going to have lots of space. It's a really cool building. This is the folks, Don House and Marie Demaroukas and Deborah Dubois.
They've been
Faye
doing
Alter.
This for a
They've been doing this for 13 years.
Man.
So I think it's the granddaddy of this batch of shows. And they said they're not really adding artists, but they have more room so people can bring more things and different things. And they promise it will still be the party it always is.
There was a lot last year.
Oh, yeah. And this one is from 7 to 9 on the 6th, 9 to 5 on the 7th, and noon to 4 on the 8th.
3 days.
So you really can't stretch that one. And the Blair Center, you know, is on South Thompson in Springdale, just north of the Northwest Arkansas Mall.
Oh,
cool-looking building with a map room and a giant fish tank. So you can plant the kids in front of the fish tank.
And then walk away.
Exactly. The Little Craft Show, this is 3 years.
Right.
And it is growing up to, it went from 24 vendors the first year to 55 the second year to 70 this year. They're taking the whole Fayetteville Town Center.
Growing exponentially.
And they said they're done growing as far as vendors. But they're always happy to see more shoppers. And they have the Pinterest... Help me here.
Etsy?
Kind of like Etsy feel. It kind of feels like Etsy. I mean, it was pretty crowded last year.
Oh, yeah. And the first year? Mm-hmm. Did you go the first year?
I didn't. Last year was the first year I went.
The first year, it was stuffed into a little building on North College, and you couldn't turn around. There were so many people there.
Well, I was shopping in Little Rock this past weekend, and a friend of mine has kind of an Etsy-esque store, and she said, I was looking at a pair of earrings, and she said, yeah, this artist got turned down. To be in the Little Craft Show.
Wow.
Because they have there's so many artists that want to be a part of it.
It is really trendy right now, and it'll be a lot of fun. And that's 11 to 6 on the 7th at the Fayetteville Town Center. And then the Community Creative Center, which I think is my favorite.
I like
that
one.
But I didn't say that out loud.
At Nadine Baum Studios.
Everything's new there. They've got a new executive director. They've got a new program manager. But they've got the same artists, you know, Marcella Thompson and Mike Waldy and people like that. And then some new people like Sean Fitzgibbon.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have all sorts of things. They say they want to pack the building with art. So that'll be fun. And that's from 10 to 4 on the 7th. So you can see your plan here. Mm-hmm. And there are some other things coming up. The Alternative Gift Market,
right,
which is an opportunity to support area nonprofits, is from 9:30 to 2:30 today at First United Presbyterian Church in Fayetteville, and then 8 to 4 on December 4th at St. Paul's.
Okay.
There's a fall art show November 30th and December 1st at Inn of the Ozarks Convention Center in Eureka Springs, and the $5 admission goes to Eureka Springs School of the Arts. And there are also things this afternoon.
Such as
the Snow Train Village, which is at the Carnegie Library Annex in Eureka Springs.
Oh.
You can't buy the trains. You can just go see them.
Okay.
10 to 5 today, and admission is $2 to $5 that benefits the Historical Museum. And the University Theater has She Stoops to Conquer on stage today.
Yes.
One of those great 18th century manners plays. That's at 2 o'clock, and I promise you'll have a good time at any of these things.
All right.
You have a money back guarantee.
Very good. Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.